The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the program sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Spirit 1400 and its management.
Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.
All the way. Hallelujah. Woo. My God. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Oh, glory. Come on here. Living, he loved me. Dying, buried. Yes, rising, he justified me, freed me forever. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Oh, glory, yes, day, yes. Living, he loved me. Dying, buried. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. One day, hey, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried mine. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. Oh, send it on down, send it on down. Here, send it on down, Lord. Send it on down. Well, I can't do right till you send it on down. I can't do right till you send it on down. Why don't you send it on down? Send it on down, Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, Lord, send it on down. Well, we need power, Lord, send it on down. Yeah, we need your power, Lord, send it on down. Yeah, send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost. Take on your seats in the presence of the Lord as you shake hands with somebody first and tell them good to see you. Come on and give God praise on tonight. Amen. Turn within your Bibles to the Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Good to see you on tonight. Wednesday we shall begin our day at 12 noon, 6:30, 8:30, and then at 10:30. Amen. God is kind. Isn't he kind to us? Here we are down here the last Sunday of the year, 2014. When I think about what God's been doing this year, I can't help but praise him. Even sometimes when I have to use bated breath, but I got to praise him. Because it takes Sometimes it just takes you wonder, makes you wonder, takes your breath from you. Just to think about how God brought you through some tough spots. Come on, come on. How he raised up friends in your life. Hallelujah. Kept you out of foreclosure. Help you pay off your mortgages. Come on, anybody in that crowd tonight? Come on, come on, come. Somebody tell somebody 2014 was a good year for me. Hallelujah. God brought debt release. You ought to thank him. Kept sickness off your body. Kept death off your body. Hallelujah. People around you died, but God kept you living and laughing. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody did it but God. Hallelujah. Thieves didn't break in, fire didn't break out, and disease didn't take over your body. You ought to give him glory. If you had the strength to walk up them steps out there, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you. I didn't need the electric chair to go up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walked up here on my own strength. Stepped inside this sanctuary and was able to feel God's presence. Anybody feel God in the house right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. If you got God in your heart, you can feel him in a bond somewhere. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah, Lord. Come on, somebody shout glory. Has he been good to you? He's been good to me. Not only has he been good, he's good right now. Come on, somebody say right now. Somebody say right now he's good to me. You may not see it, I may not see it, but one thing I do know, he is blessing me right now. I may not be able to see just what he's doing for me, but one thing I know, the Lord is blessing me right now. Come on, shout glory. Come on, give him praise on tonight. Tell your neighbor, he's a right now God. Not only is he an on time God, he's a right now God. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him tonight. I dare you to praise him like you mean it. From the depth of your soul, your praise may not be like somebody else's, but if that's your praise, you give it to God. And you give it to God, he'll turn around and bless your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, glory. Come on, thank him tonight. Come on and thank him, thank him, thank him. Oh, thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness, but with gladness. Come on, come on here. Come on here. I know, I know, I know he's blessing me. Hallelujah. And the truth of the matter is, he's blessing you right now too. You just ain't got sitting there to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the Lord is blessing me right now. Right now. I can feel his mercy as before my bow. Well, I may not be able to see, say it quiet, what he is doing, but the Lord right now, right now. Hey, I know the Lord is blessing me right now. Yes, he is. I can feel his mercy as before him I bow. Well, I may not be able to see what he is doing, but is blessing me right now. One more time, right now. I say the Lord is blessing me right now. Right now, I can feel his mercy as before him I bow. You know I may. Guess what? He is doing, but is blessing me acknowledge it. Oh, yeah, and then declare it. Oh, yes, I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may not be able to see what He is doing, but the Lord right now, one more time, hey, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now. I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may just what He is doing. It's blessing me right now. Oh, right now. And I love Him tonight. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Come on and love Him tonight. Woo! Yes, Lord. Come on and thank Him one more good time. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Look at John 5. Praise God, John 5. Praise. Oh, my God. Yeah. John 5, verse 8. Go on and praise Him. That's what we come to do anyhow. We didn't come here to look at each other. Y'all can do that downstairs on your way out the door. Yeah. Right now, I can feel Him. And before Him I bow. Well, I may not be able to just what, but the Lord. Oh, yeah. Right now, I can feel His mercy as before Him I bow. Well, I may be able to see just what. We give Him glory on tonight. Look at John 5 verse 8. That's the passage we're looking at tonight. John 5 verse 8. John 5, just that one verse tonight. And Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Wow. What a word. Stop whining and start walking. Stop whining. Tell your neighbor, stop whining and start walking. Anybody that's lived from January 2014 to December, if you live from that point on to this point right here, you got something to thank God for, because every last one of us somewhere during this year made it to another birthday. And you didn't, your birthday didn't end up being your death date. Come on. And you got a chance to tell Him thank you. Yeah. Don't ask me what I'm thanking Him for. I made it to another day. Hallelujah. And it ain't just another day the Lord has just kept me. That's a nice song. But God did more than just kept me. You can keep peaches in a jar. Come on, thank God tonight. He not only kept me, but He kept blessing me. Come on, kept me in my right mind. Come on, give Him thanks tonight. I just feel like telling the Lord thank you. See, I don't know what the next few days gonna hold, but I know I got right now, so I'm gonna praise Him while I got right now. So the next, if you don't see me no more, you can tell everybody the last time we saw Him and heard Him, He was giving God the glory. He was praising God just like he saw 2015 coming. Come on, thank him. Tell somebody, don't you die till you ain't got absolutely nothing else to do. And all these folks rushing to go to the graveyard, thought, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming, but not right now. I got some things I need to do. Come on here. Anybody got some stuff you got to do down here? I love to talk about heaven. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I believe there's a heaven. I believe I'm going there if I keep trusting the Lord. But I also know heaven ain't going nowhere. And they can't crown Jesus till I get there because I'm one of his. Come on. Somebody shout glory. I plan to hold up the coronation. Come on and thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Live till you can't do nothing else but die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're dead, if you think of something else, get up. Hallelujah. He's still raising the dead. Come on, come on. I was looking at the news of the television, a story on CNN about people that died and came back alive. I said, probably because they thought of something else they need to do. That's why they come back. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Some of y'all dead in your upright position. Stop living because somebody don't like you. Stop living because somebody don't speak to you. You're the craziest thing since banana pudding. You better go on and live your life. Because when you're dead, they're going to say one thing about you. She look or he look just like himself. Who else am I look like? Come on, praise him. Better live while you got a chance. And if those around you want to die, burn them and keep moving. Say, well, I'm sorry you had to go. It was nice while we had each other. But praise God for your life. I said to, as a matter of fact, I said to Bishop Rogers' wife the other night, I called her just to check on. She said, I'm getting ready to leave town. I said, do what? She said, I need to get my mind together. I need a vacation. I said, go, girl. You keep moving. That's the way to do that thing. Amen. You got Bishop to his destination and go and have yourself some fun and live life and rest and get take it easy. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. I don't hold for these folks draped in black 30 days talking about, you know, I'm moaning. Well, keep moaning. I'll check you later. Let me know when the party break out. Then you can call me. You don't ever let your circumstances define who you are. And you don't allow what you're going through to become you. You don't become what you're going through. You go through it, but you don't allow that to be you. You don't allow yourself to assimilate to your surroundings around you. That's where we're going tonight. Well, you don't ever become where you are. Because where you are is not your permanent residence. And things don't have to remain the same. You don't give in to your circumstances and your situation. As a matter of fact, you ought to stick out like a sore thumb. If everybody else around you living a hopeless life, you ought to have a ray of hope somewhere on your life, in your eyes, in the way you talk, in the way you think. You ought to be able to say like the old folks say, I know it won't be this way always. There was a man who was laid, in Solomon's court by a pool. The Bible says he was an invalid man. He was a lame man, and he was among other sick people. And they had bought into this fairy tale, if you will, this belief, this myth, that at a certain time of the year, an angel would come down and trouble the water. And the first one in the water would be delivered. But the truth of the matter is, it was nothing more than a bubbling hot spring. And at a certain time, the spring would bubble. An artesian pool, a therapeutic pool made by nature. God, I thank you. And there were those who were laying around the pool, trusting and waiting on a bubble to get their blessing. And there are people here tonight, you sit around waiting on a bubble to get your blessing. And I'm here to tell you, ain't no blessing in no bubble. The blessing is in God. Come on and thank him tonight. And so many of them contented themselves with being in the community of the lame and the maimed and the disabled. And there Jesus walks into Solomon's porch. And as he gets there, he watches and he notices all these people around this pool waiting to get in. And when he approaches this one man, he says to the man, would you be made whole? He didn't ask the man how long he'd been there, but the text says he was there 38 years. Didn't ask the man what happened to you to cause you to be lame. Because at that point, that was not important. It was not relevant nor relational to the man's deliverance. How you got where you are has nothing to do with how you get out of where you are. The only thing that matters when you're in something you can't get out of is, do you want to get out? Come on, give God some praise. If you're sick, do you want to be healed? If you're bound, do you want to be delivered? If you're down and out, do you want to be lifted? If you're broke, do you want to be made whole? The issue is not whether how you got there, how long you've been in it, but the question is, have you been in it long enough to get tired of being in it until you're really ready to make a change? I contend that most people in the situation they're in, physically, spiritually, financially, it's because they're not ready to come out yet. And I don't care how long you fuss, I don't care how much money you loan them, they're going to be right back next week, next month, knocking on your door, asking you for $20 more. But until they make up their mind that they're getting off that crazy merry-go-round, and when they make up their mind that they're tired of being in that situation, you'll know it, because they won't be knocking on your door to get money, they'll be knocking on your door to give you some money. Come on, somebody shout, I know you're right, Reverend. You got to want to be delivered. You can go to AANA all your life, do all 12 steps of the program, and still come out on step 12 and go back to step 13. Because you haven't made up your mind to be delivered. And Jesus says to this man, I need you to do one thing. I need you to understand your day of deliverance has come. But the question is, do you want to be made whole? Today is your day. Not tomorrow. But you got to make up your mind that you are ready and you are willing for a change to come. And when you make up your mind that you're really, really, really ready for a change, change will come. The Bible says the man began to talk about why he could not get whole, so he thought. And he blamed his prolonged healing, or his prolonged being in sickness and being lame. He blamed being prolonged sick on other people. He said, the reason why I'm still lame because nobody puts me in the water. Second reason why, when I get there near, get near it, somebody else comes and jumps in just before I can get in. And then I find myself right back where I was. Common sense tells me that if that's the case, you ought to stay as close to the pool as you can if it's about jumping in. You're not hearing me. But nevertheless, Jesus says to the man, I want to know one thing. Do you want to be made whole? The question never changes. Jesus didn't ask, who is it that got in before you? Jesus didn't ask, who brought you here and left you here? Jesus never asked, where are the people who helped you get in but won't help you get in? Never did he ask the question about other people, because your deliverance doesn't begin and start or end with other people. It begins and starts with you and God. You and God have to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. God, I'm willing to trust you. God, I believe it's your will for me to be made whole. I don't believe it's your will for me to be in this condition. I don't believe it's your will for me to be like other people who refuse to get their deliverance and get their healing. God, I just believe you got something bigger and better for me. And this ain't it, laying around this pool watching other people get their deliverance. Oh, you ought to give them praise. Because I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't have to watch others get blessed. You can join in and get your blessing. Oftentimes, you come to worship setting like this, and people sit there and watch other folk get excited about Jesus and never themselves get a taste of glory divine. But whenever I come to this house or any house of prayer, I want to make sure I get my blessing. I want to make sure I get my praise in, because you can't praise him for me. No, no, no. There's no such thing as a vicarious blessing. I can't get my deliverance while watching you praise. I got to praise him for myself. I got to make sure I give God a praise installment. Come on, shout glory. I don't care what you owe him. I don't know what you owe him. But one thing I do know you owe him. You owe him your more praise. I will open my mouth unto the Lord, and I won't take it back. I shall go to see what the end gonna be. I got to praise him for who he is, and I got to praise him for what he's done, and I'm also praising him for what I want him to do. I'm going to praise him until I excite the heart of God. I'm going to praise him until God has to take another look at me. I'm going to praise him until God decides to work in my situation. I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to give God my praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Tell your neighbor, the miracle is in your mouth. And you better believe it. Come on and thank him. Now, I'm going to say it again. The miracle is in your mouth. Because the minute you begin to praise God, miracles will start happening. You can get more blessings from God by accident through praise than you can by sitting there with your arms folded and your legs crossed and your eyes looking off gazing stare. You can get more out of God just by praising him than you will by fasting 40 days. Every now and then, when I just think how God works in my life, I got to praise him. Sometimes I don't want anything. Sometimes ain't nothing wrong. I just feel like giving God glory. Sometimes I'm driving along and I just got to cut up with God in the car. Come on, give him glory. Anybody ever cut up with him by yourself? You ever got on the telephone and called somebody, they heard you cutting up. What you want? Oh, I was just cutting up, but let me tell you what I really called you for. I didn't call you to make all this noise, but I just couldn't help myself. Every now and then, I got people I can call and just cut up about who God is. Do you have any, at least one somebody you can cut up, get on the phone and just go, and give God a Shabbat and hang up?
Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.
Spirit 1400.